Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Farmers markets can be a fun place to do your shopping, but keep in mind, this is, in effect, an open-air grocery store of locally produced food items. So it makes sense to have some kind of a plan when you go. Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 Days, and she's here to help us map that out. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.
When you arrive at a farmer's market, what do you do first?
So the first thing I do is don't buy anything. I like to do a little bit of a tour of the farmer's market before I make any purchases, because what I find is that when I start buying things right away, I leave having spent at least twice as much as I planned on. So by kind of mapping out the vendors that are there, thinking pretty hard about what I want to buy, I can go home with a smart collection of purchases instead of an impulsive collection of purchases.
And so do you do a full once around, or what do you do?
Absolutely. Every single time, even if I've been to the market before, I walk around, I see who has cherry tomatoes, I decide which vendor I want to buy them from this time, and I kind of plot my purchases.
Then how do you take what you've observed and learned and kind of narrow that down to decide exactly what you'll buy?
So I guess the next step for me is thinking about what I'm going to do with the food when I get it home, because it's all well and good to have a fridge that's bursting with all this beautiful produce, but if you don't have a plan for cooking it, you can kind of end up overwhelmed later in the week. And really, the last thing we want to do is waste this beautiful food or spend more money than we really need to on the groceries. So once I've done that round, I start thinking about my cooking plan. I'm like, okay, how much time do I have? When in the week do I have that time? What's going to store long enough for me to use it, you know, before it starts to degrade in quality? And how can I put that information towards making smart decisions while I'm here?
This is smart, because left to my own devices, I would probably buy 5 pounds of asparagus every week. And that's not going
to
work.
Left to my own devices, I would buy 8 different kinds of cheese and nothing else. So that's not going to work either.
It is the time to start purchasing. So what do you get first?
So what I think about is which things are most fragile and which things are heaviest, because you don't want to go buy the glass jar of Sobremesa kimchi and carry that around the whole time you're shopping. You also don't want to buy those delicate herbs or lettuces and squish them underneath all of the other items. So I'll buy things like potatoes or carrots, loaves of bread, eggs even. You know, they're packaged pretty well. They're pretty safe to carry around. And at the very end, I'm going to buy the things that are going to be bruised or the things that are going to weigh me down.
Yeah, I've already gone with greens and then a frozen chicken on top.
Not good.
A good combo, is it?
You got to wilt those greens after you do that to them.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podheiser, a food writer for 7 Days. We're discussing farmers markets. Suzanne, every year it seems like there are more and more prepared foods at these markets. So how does a person choose what to try?
I think for me, the most important thing is to note whether or not those prepared food vendors are using the produce and the meat created by the other vendors at the market. Because when you see that they're doing that, you see that the ties in the community are strong and they're helping support each other. So as I do that round of, scouting the market, one thing I'm looking for is to see, who is using the local chicken in their chicken sandwich? Who is using a farmer's potatoes in their French fries? And then I kind of make a note of those places, and those are the places I'm going to get my lunch.
That's interesting, because recently I heard one of the women who sells pocket pies talk about the mushrooms she uses comes from one of the vendors right there at the farmer's market.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about costs, because the food at a farmer's market can be expensive. Maybe that's why some people stay away?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a reason people stay away when you're used to shopping at a typical grocery store and then you make the jump to the farmer's market. The prices can be fairly intimidating. So there are a couple of things that have happened on the state level that are helping with that. One is that EBT cards can be used at 40 of the Vermont farmers markets. So you can show up with an EBT card, swipe it, and get little wooden coins that you can use for food purchases. So that is one way that, you know, people are being aided in purchasing that local food. And then there are some coupons that are created by NOFA, and those are given to folks who are buying with EBT cards, and it effectively doubles the amount of money that they have to spend on produce.
There's some controversy about markets that they've taken on a kind of carnivalesque atmosphere, with some people saying the focus on produce and farms is getting lost. Any thoughts on that?
I'm not a purist, and so when I look at the situation, I think, okay, when there are a bunch of farms but nothing else, people might treat that more like going to the grocery store, like a quick trip to pick up the things that you need to buy and then you head out. But when there are more things going on, when there's live music, when there are artists selling their artwork, when there are people juggling, when you can buy your lunch and hang out on the lawn for a while, I think it encourages more community connection. So overall, I think this is a really good direction for farmers markets. I think that people make a morning or an afternoon of it. They buy a breakfast thing and then they do their shopping and then maybe they get some ice cream or, some kind of snack. And I think it keeps people there longer. And the longer they're there, most likely the more they're going to spend. You know, I think that when there's more happening, it turns it into more of a community meeting space. And I think that's definitely a good thing.
Well, I have a tip for you if you want my advice on farmers markets.
Absolutely. You like food more than almost anyone I know.
This is true. So I make sure that at least once a month, because you get into a rut. You go to the same produce people, the same cheese producers, et cetera. So once a month, I have to try somebody new, whether they're making bread or kimchi or whatever it might be. I've got to go to their stand and try it, give it a whirl. And it's fabulous because you kind of expand your world and you bring in kind of a new producer. And, you know, they make whatever, the $8 or $10 that you might have been given to somebody else month after month. So,
yeah, that's a great idea. I think people tend to really get into their grooves. And that's an excellent way to get out of your groove. So I love that tip. Thank you, Rick.
And Suzanne, how does somebody learn about all the farmers markets that we have around the state?
One way is to check out the NOFA Vermont website. They have a pretty great list of the farmers markets.
And, of course, 7 days.
And 7 days.
Suzanne Podheiser is a food writer for 7 days. I want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick.